It again?
Again, item 23. The shade of Klipa, of the shell, is called another god is sterile and does not bear fruit. In Kedusha, holiness, however, it is called under its shadow I coveted to sit, and its fruit was sweet to my palate. In other words, he says that all the concealments and afflictions he feels are because the Creator has sent him these states, so he would have a place to work above reason. When one has the strength to say this, that the Creator causes him all of this, it is to one's benefit. This means that through this he can come to work in order to bestow, and not for his own sake. At that time, one realizes, meaning believes, that the Creator enjoys specifically this work, which is built entirely on above reason. It follows that at that time, one does not pray to the Creator that the shadows will vanish from the world. Rather, he says, I see that the Creator wants me to serve him in this manner, which is entirely above reason. Thus, in everything he does, he says, the Creator certainly enjoys this work. So why should I care if I am working in a state of concealment of the face? Because one wants to work in order to bestow, meaning that the Creator will enjoy it. Therefore, he feels no inferiority in this work, meaning a sensation that he is in a state of concealment of the face, that the Creator does not enjoy this work. Instead, one agrees to the leadership of the Creator, meaning, however the Creator wants him to feel the existence of the Creator during the work, he agrees wholeheartedly. It is so because one does not consider what can please him, but what can please the Creator. Thus, this shade brings him life. This is called, under its shadow I coveted, meaning, one covets such a state where he can make some overcoming above reason.
Barur.
Excerpt 24 from the writings of the Rabash, article, The Meaning of Sins Becoming as Merits. Similar to a flame that is bound to the wick, the foreign thought is considered to be the wick, which wants to install a flaw in one's work. That is, the foreign thought makes him think that from the perspective of the mind and reason, he has nothing to do in the Creator's work. And when one gets that foreign thought, he says that he does not want to make any excuses, but everything that reason says is correct, except that he is walking on the path of faith, which is above reason. It follows that the flame of faith is tied to the wick of the foreign thought. Thus, only now can he observe the commandment of faith properly. It follows that the questions have become to him as merits, since otherwise he would not be able to accept any merits from faith. This is called rejoicing in suffering. Although he suffers from the foreign thoughts that afflict him and cause him to slander and gossip and speak badly about the Creator's work, he is nonetheless happy about it, for only now, at such a time, he can observe in a matter of faith above reason. This is called the joy of a commandment.
He's